September 9th, 1901 Effectiveness of the Intentions. This morning my adorable Jesus was not coming. Then, while my mind was occupied with considering the mystery of the crowning of thorns, I remembered that, other times, as I was occupied with this mystery, the Lord had pleased to remove the crown of thorns from his head and to drive it onto mine. So I said in my interior, "Ah, Lord, I am no longer worthy of suffering your thorns." And all of a sudden he came, for just a little, and told me, "My daughter, when you suffer my own thorns, you relieve me, and in suffering them yourself, I feel completely free of those pains. When you humble yourself and believe yourself unworthy of suffering them, you repair for the sins of pride which are committed in the world." And I added, "Ah, Lord, for as many drops as you shed, for as many thorns as you suffered, for as many wounds, so much glory do I intend to give you, for as much glory as all creatures should give you if the sin of pride did not exist. And so many graces do I intend to ask of you for all creatures, so that this sin be destroyed." While saying this, I saw that Jesus contained the whole world within himself, like a machine containing objects in itself. All creatures moved within him, and Jesus moved toward them, and it seemed that Jesus would receive the glory of my intention and that creatures had returned to him in order to receive the good impetrated by me for them. I remained stupefied, and he, seeing my stupefaction, said, "All this seems surprising, doesn't it? What you have done seems a trivial thing, yet, it is not so. How much good could be done by repeating this intention, but is not?" Having said this, he disappeared.